Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I think it's clearly yet again what they continue to get from Chris Bubich, because he was stellar. He had a no-hitter at one point in time. Then there was a little bit of the controversy with the Massey error slash hit. It ended up being ruled a hit. Ultimately, that was not the only hit of the game, so it didn't become an even bigger deal. But Chris Bubich has the fourth lowest ERA in all of baseball now after he pitched last night. He has a 1.47 ERA. He's tied for fifth, I guess, as well. He's tied with a pitcher for the Rangers as well. But last night, seven innings, two hits, three walks, five Ks. He's been their best pitcher in 2025, and what a turnaround for his career this has been. We saw glimpses last year of why everybody's starting to get excited again, but you think about where he was once at and viewed as a prospect and everything, and now he's pitching like the guy everybody hoped he could have been or would be. And he's 5-2 with a 1.47 ERA. He is only behind, you know, guys like Max Fried and Hunter Brown in terms of ERA. He still somehow is 40-1 to win Cy Young. And I think there's some reason behind that. Innings limitation maybe catches up to him later on in the season. But that's pretty amazing right now, man. When Reagans and Lugo are unavailable, and when Reagans hasn't had that great of a year to this point in time by his standard, who steps up? Michael Lorenzen's done it, and Chris Bubich has stepped up and been one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, and we're a week away from Memorial Day.
So Chris Bubich obviously didn't really start for the Royals last year because of the major league level, because the pitching limit that you're mentioning and coming off the injury and all this other stuff. But this is back-to-back guys that were drafted by Dayton Moore, that they had a lot of high hopes in. Yep. In Brady Singer and Chris Bubich, they eventually found some major league success in working around what they are. Chris Bubich is a very serious Cy Young contender now. I'm not saying he's the favorite, nor should he be the favorite. Yep. There are guys who have significantly better odds to win the award, including Scooble, who, yeah, that makes sense, or Garrett Crochet, or some of the other names that you would expect to be near the top of the Cy Young award winning list.
His numbers are better than some of those guys. That's not how this usually works, because this early on with the odds market, because there's the expectation, hey, I've seen Scooble do it for a full year, and people are going to want to see if Chris Bubich can keep it up. If you think he can keep it up, yeah, you can get a 40-1 bet on him. He's actually, no joke, Cody, literally in the last 20 minutes, the odds have changed. He was 40-1 when we last checked this. He's now 32-1. So his odds have improved from 40-1.
I guess everyone decided to go bet it.
He's got the same odds as Brian Wu, who's a pitcher out in Seattle. And then he's behind for the AL Cy Young, Jacob DeGrom, Evaldi, Crochet, Max Fried, Hunter Brown, and then Scooble. Those are guys in front of him. And he's got, again, it's not that he doesn't have better numbers than some of them. It's just some of it's name recognition, too. I bet you outside of Kansas City, and he's got a chance to change this by keep you know, if he keeps pitching this well. Outside of Kansas City, how many people know the name Chris Bubich? And that's what where the odds market is right now.
That's why. That's part of the reason why. But again, like you said, if he keeps pitching like this, everyone will know his name by the end of the year. He is pitching, and none of this is like not sustainable what he's doing, right? The strikeouts are there. The innings are there. This is the thing that'll actually really hold up. Like, he's not walking too many hitters, not giving up home runs. All the things you would worry about over the course of time. The thing that's going to hurt him is what you mentioned, which is if you bet him to win the Cy Young and August 15th hits and they're trying to manage his innings, then what do you do? Then what do you do? And if you're the Royals, if he's going to pitch like this all year, you have to save those innings in the middle of the year. Because I sure as hell don't want somebody pitching like this not available in the postseason, Gold.
Right.
Like, I mean, you got to manage it kind of in the middle.
And that's where I wonder if they'll try to steal a start at some point. Well, the only way you can do that, though, you need a healthy Lugo and Reagans in your rotation. Because if you're already down two guys in your rotation,
you can't
skip a Chris Bubich start. So at some point, I think they would like to be able to steal one by skipping them and save seven innings here, save seven innings there kind of thing for what you're saying, which is if this team is in the postseason like we all hope they're going to be. You obviously would want this guy being your, you know, I don't even game two start, whatever. That's whatever you would want to lay out for your rotation. He would obviously be a huge part of that the way he is pitching. He's been one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. And he did it, of course, in front of a lot of family, I know, last night, too. There at Oracle Park, and what was a fun game. I know, you know, some people were like, there's not a lot of offense, it's boring, and obviously the offense continues to still be a problem, but that was a hell of a baseball game last night. That was a great game.
Royals win every Robbie game, 2-1 or 3-1. Yeah. They have 11 wins this year, scoring three or less runs.
Mm-hmm.
11? That's way too many. It's also impressive, for what it's worth, and I'm with you. I thought the game was entertaining despite that. Look, Robbie Ray and Chris Bubich have been two of the better pitchers in baseball this year, so when I go in expecting a pitcher's duel, it's easier to swallow. Look, when it's no-name Jack Smith from whatever's team making with his career 6.5 ERA and he's carving up the Royals, I'm not enjoying myself as much. When it's Robbie Ray, I don't have nearly as big of an issue. This is what, I mean, again, what stands out the most about it is that last year they had two guys finish in the top five in the Cy Young. Those guys are unavailable. And this year they have another guy who looks like he is barreling towards finishing towards the top five in the Cy Young. Now, it's very early still. He's only about a 30% of the way, a third of the way, or whatever, through his season. But at this point, he's been one of the three best starters in all of baseball. And so, yeah, that was it. There was other two notes in the game that I really did enjoy. One was Q getting tossed. You know I'm pro getting tossed.
Yep.
You know I'm pro fighting. I'm going to ask JJ Piccolo about it. I'm curious if he's pro fight. He's such a level-headed guy. There's no way. He reminds me more like Vinny. I bet he's not, because Vinny's not much of a fighter. We've talked to him about this before. He's not trying to cause a dust-up, even though he did go over on the dirty slide, we think, and at least say a couple of words.
Yeah.
But so, you know, a little side of that.
Q was correct last night.
Oh, he was.
The plate was blocked, but you can't challenge it. You can't, quote-unquote, argue it, and that'll get you tossed, and that's fine. I think, though, the one thing that continues to just be unacceptable while this team is winning, I understand they won last night, the base running is just
absolutely abysmal.
I mean, and there's some times where, hey, a little bit of bad luck. I understand. Sometimes it's a hard line out and you're just caught in a bad spot, but it's happening game in and game out. Game in and game out, there's somebody. It's not always the same person. There's a few guys it's happened to more than once.
It was
twice.
Blanco and last Renfro, night, Renfro, and there was a couple.
And yeah. If you are going to struggle the way they are offensively, you cannot give up free outs on the base paths. And that is, of course, what happened again last night. Fortunately, they were able to recover, and Vinny hits the home run. Tonight, by the way, Michael Lorenzen going up against Birdsong. So another decent pitching matchup, 2.31 ERA for Birdsong this year. Now, I don't know if how many I don't think he's pitched that many innings so far for them. But
okay, so I'm guessing he's going seven shutout. Look, based on just the way that it's going right now in offense, it just is what it is. We hope that it doesn't exist that way, but at least they're not letting it get back. For as quickly as yesterday, Gold, we're like, they're in fourth place in the division. Well, they're in second. They're tied for second place in the division today. The Tigers lost last night. The Guardians lost last night. The Twins lost. Everybody you needed to lose lost last night.
Yeah, I guess Birdsong actually 23 and a third innings so far. He's got 25 strikeouts. Just a 1-0 record. That's who the Royals will go up against tonight.
I mean, I guess I'll stay up again. I kind of like staying up for these West Coast games now that they're only 2.5 hours. Does that move the needle? Does that help anybody?
It helped last night. Like, it was quote unquote late, and a lot of people totally understand if you went to bed. I mean, once that game was over, I immediately turned off the TV and went to bed. It was like I was waiting, and that was once Estevez got the save, I was done. It was time to go to bed.
Did you even hear Hud say?
No.
You saw Estevez
strike
get the
out.
And you're
strike
like,
out, and I was out.
And
strike out, and I was
Man,
done.
You can fall asleep that quick. I was up for another like 90 minutes
really?
After that.
I couldn't go to bed. I think I was probably out within 5 to 10 minutes. And that's all I can remember.
And then the storms woke me up in the middle of the night. They were loud. Yeah.
No, I slept right through.
Getting old, man.
I slept right through.
Dude, it got loud as hell.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.